I'm Antoine.
I'm Santoine.
And we the Connected Experience.
Dog, what's the Connected Experience?
It's a lifestyle.
The lifestyle.
Our lifestyle.
And how that lifestyle treating you?
Oh, man, it's treating us hella good, man. It got us at the Loser movie premiere. Loser is a movie by Kevin Flynn. He been on the show before, so he invited us out to do the red carpet for his premiere. So we go get it popping, man. You ready?
We gonna talk to a few different people. Hey, Kev, man, come on. You be the first one we talk to. Just grab the mic. So what's going on with you, brother? How you feel today?
I'm a little nervous, but at the same time, I feel real good.
Can't nobody hear you but us.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous, but I feel good at the same time.
Why you nervous, though, man?
It's the first time, huh?
Why you nervous?
Because I want to make sure I make everybody happy. It's not meant to be heard.
Yeah.
I want to make sure, everybody's happy. The movie come out right. The sound come out right. During the process of making it, I had some sound issues.
And we talked about sound before being a big thing with the movies, because that's going to make or break an independent film. But kind of talk about the movie a little bit, because you spoke about Loser when you was on the show the first time. So kind of talk about it, because back then it just was on the YouTube, and now we here at the Bel Air Theater and it's on the big screen. So kind of take us through what the movie about.
So Loser is loosely based on a time period in my life.
Okay.
It's really about a guy on his knuckles who really don't have belief in himself.
Yeah.
And then he finally got belief in himself. Yeah. He got up, got a new life, and everything changed for him. This is the lead actor right here.
Yeah, I could tell from the poster, man.
Yeah, we definitely gonna talk
to
him.
That was E-40 right there.
So what we gonna do is, we definitely going to have everybody come on the show in our show setting. We just want to come out and support you and be able to talk to the people on the red carpet today. You know what I'm saying? But
we
definitely going to get with you so we can have all the actors and the actresses come out to the show and get their proper just due where people can see and hear them. You know what I'm saying? So as this process go on, we know you got to move and shake. So just pull people over too so they can introduce themselves and talk. You know what I'm saying?
Pass the mic.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
So I'm SJ.
I'm AJ.
And our show is called The Connected Experience. You know what I'm saying? You can check us out on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we're going to have we're going to have a real episode with y'all actually on the show so you can talk about who you are. Okay. But introduce yourself and talk about who you are in the movie and what role you play in the movie.
All right. Hey, everybody. It's Desi, just Desi, Destiny Goingberg. I play Denise, Carlin's big sister. And my role is basically to help my brother up.
Yeah.
Pick him up. He's in a low space, and as big sisters, we don't want to see our brother sinking, so we're going to lift him up.
Yeah, and we all definitely been there before. I said we all definitely been there before. So how did you get the role? Did you audition? Was it written for you?
I actually auditioned for Kevin for The Weeknd, which was a movie that he did prior. But
yeah, The Weeknd was a good movie. We seen that.
Yeah. I ended up moving to Miami, and when I came back, he had the audition for this movie, and I ended up auditioning for this, and I ended up getting the role.
So how long had you been acting before that?
This is actually my first film. Yeah. I've done plays before, but this is my first film.
Yeah, we got a huge respect for actors and actresses who be in plays, because it's not like a movie where you could call a cut and do it again. It's like live on stage. If you mess up, you got to keep going. So how did you get into acting overall?
It started in a church.
Church.
Yep, Easter Sunday, the plays, stuff like that. So it started
You played Mary before?
No, I ain't never played Mary. I was an angel before,
what
I'm saying? I had good things.
Speaking role.
Right.
Yeah.
But it started in a church, and then after that, I just always wanted to act. I used to do plays in high school, college, and stuff like that. So it just rolled over.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope.
Cool, that's dope. So we definitely go bring everybody that's in the movie out to The Connected Experience so they can get their just due and we can get more into who you are as a person and as an actress. And congratulations on the movie.
I can't wait to see it.
You know what I'm saying?
And tell people where they can find you on the Instagram and everything.
You all can find me at Just Desi on Instagram, JUSDEZZY.
Okay,
just
hold
Desi.
On. I'm about
just
to type that in. Yep.
Yep.
And we appreciate you.
Instagram. Thank you. Thank you. Congratulations on your ventures.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Yep.
So what are you doing? You excited to see the movie?
Yeah, man. The trailer had me wondering, what exactly was going on. Because I remember he said it was loosely based on a true story.
Yeah.
So I wanted to know what part of it was a true story. And we're going to go from there, man. I can't wait to see it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we got the star of the movie.
We got the actual star of the movie
walking out.
What's going on, bro? How you
what's
doing?
What's going on, boss man? How y'all doing?
We all right. Yeah, so what's going on, man? I'm AJ.
I'm SJ.
Nice to meet y'all.
And what's your name, big dog?
My name Devontae. Devontae Nathan Miller, man.
And this you starring in the movie, man. So kind of talk about how you got the starring role in this film.
Man, it's crazy actually how it came about, actually. Man, I ran into him at a networking event. I ran into him at a networking event. He was a cool dude, man. I ran into him. I told him my aspiration. Told him that I'm looking to be into acting. I actually told him before I walked out, I said, hey, give me a call so we can make our movie. He already told me he had the cast for this movie already. He was already set. He gave me a call on Easter last year.
Yeah.
Easter. Okay. He's like, man, the main character, he dropped out.
Yeah. Divine
you got
timing.
Some availability.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I literally, he was like, how quick can you be here? I was like, I'll be there at 10. I showed up. We talked about the script. We made it happen, man. We locked in.
Yeah.
Since then, we've been locked in.
Now, had you acted before that?
I have. I've been in a couple of other movies. However, this is my first lead role, so I definitely give him all credit for giving me my first main lead role.
Yeah.
Now, what other movies can people see you in so they can be familiar with that's you and those other movies and then this being your first leading role?
Got you. So I'm actually in Melanin. It's a Darren Brown film.
Darren Brown.
That's on the WB, actually. CW.
Yep. So I'm in a quick little scene.
That's old school.
That's the fraud.
So when the girl's trying to come into the door, she blocking my mans from coming into the building.
Yeah.
I come up and I'm like, girl, you ain't supposed to be here. Like, so I got that role there. I'm in Melanin. It's like a little 30-second scene, but it's nice.
Yeah.
I'm also in a movie called A Promise Kept.
Yeah.
It's a Jay McClane film. It's in post-production still.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one, and then Lies and Loyalty is in post-production. And then I just got a couple deals that I just actually just booked. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, congratulations to you, man.
Like we told Desi,
we're going to have everybody come to our setting because
of
the name of our show, The Connected Experience, and we're going to have everybody come so we can get into their story deeper, but we came out to support Kev, man, and we just can't wait to see you on the big screen,
it's
man.
It's nice, man. It's going to be a great experience, man. I'm happy y'all came. We're happy to
see y'all. For sure. So we'll definitely be in touch with you so we can book you and get you on The Connected Experience so you can talk about your full experience as a person and as an actor, man, and we appreciate it, and congratulations on your first leading role,
appreciate it. I love to be on the show.
And then how can people find you on the socials, bro?
My Instagram is @_chosen, C-H-O-S-E-N, the number 2, lead, L-E-A-D.
Okay.
Chosen the lead on Facebook as Devontae Nathan.
Okay, yep, and we go tap in with you, man.
Definitely.
Yep, good luck with it.
It's already on,
big dog.
What's going on? What's your name?
My name's Zay, man.
Zay, what's
my
going on?
My name is Xavier, man, a.k.a. Zay, man. I'm Boogie in the movie, man.
Boogie, okay. Had you been acting prior to this? Like, this your first?
This is my first time doing everything, bro. And I can tell you, it was a whole experience, bro. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I messed up so much. I kept looking in the camera so many times. How the hell am I gonna do it?
How the hell am I gonna do that
in the camera right here? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was breaking that fourth wall.
Lucky, you know what I'm saying? My man that just came by here who's playing the movie too, though. He showed me little 1-2s, how to do it and all that. So as I've been working with the whole cast, I learned more than this and that. So I was good.
So what made you want to get into acting?
Man, let me tell you.
Oh, this your son?
This is my mama right here. Yeah, y'all matching. Y'all look nice.
To be honest with you, bro, I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, y'all matching.
Yeah, you ain't see that? Yeah. Green is for the money, gold is for the honey. That's a little pimp.
The thing that made me just good into acting, bro, I ain't gonna lie. So since I was a kid, bro, y'all remember all about the Benjamins?
Yeah.
Mike Epps had that little, you'll never find, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I know how to do the whole skit. And my granddaddy used to always make me do the whole skit when the movie come on. Like, every time I do it, they be laughing like it's just new to them. So I'm like,
I guess so.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Then just, I kept saying, like, doing TikToks when it was TikToks going on. I started doing stuff. Me and my sister got a video right now doing the baby boy scene with Jody, and old boy was on the phone while he was in jail.
Yeah.
That went viral. So everybody was like, bro, you should start acting. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just try it. Then my mama told me about this, like, hey, it's an opportunity to try it. I'm like, man, I'm going to tell you like this, though. I'm going to tell you on this. I told him, I hope they hear this. I'm going to tell your mans right now. I don't care if you date my mama. Don't put me on this movie because you date my mama.
I got to earn it.
I want to get it because I earned it.
Yeah.
So there's another guy that did it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what
there's another guy that did it too. So when he did it, he's like, hey, I need you to come back and do it again. Because he did it good too. So when I did it again, and he's just like, he like, I like your voice. And I'm like, you know what? All right, bet. I'm going to do it. But man, I tell you, it's a process though.
Yeah.
Like, it's a process. But I'm proud of myself though, man. I ain't never thought
proud
I was
of you too, bro.
Just for even showing up and wanting to do it, bro.
Man, appreciate y'all, man. I really love this shit though.
Yeah.
Man.
So how can people find you on the Instagram and everything?
So, man, I got an Instagram, man. My Instagram is NLF_ZAYZAY. NLF_ZAY. You can find me on Instagram only. I ain't got no Facebook like that. So.
Okay, cool. And what we gonna do is we actually gonna have the whole cast come out to our setting and get on the show, so you can really sit down and talk to you and get to know you and tell your story.
Type
when there's not a lot going on.
Type it in for me, yeah.
Okay, bet. Yeah. I love that, man. Listen, all this that's going on right now, it's so brand new to me. I ain't gonna lie, I'm excited.
Yeah,
you can tell though. You can see
the
excitement.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I've been telling my cousin right here, hey, bitch, we got. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
We got 2 hours, bitch. We talking about shit. I'm like, I just went to my great grandma's house for her birthday, and I sold all my tickets. Like, hey, I got tickets right now. Y'all gotta get them before I leave. It's just an exciting moment, man. You know, something that I ain't never did before, and I just thank God that I'm still here to be able to do this, man.
Yeah, we can't wait to see you in
y'all,
there,
man. For, you know what I'm saying, interviewing me. With, I ain't put in.
Oh, go ahead,
I just want to get this done, bro.
Okay.
I just appreciate y'all, though, bro, because, you know what I'm saying, I ain't never did an interview to something that I going to take chairs of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't know until you try, right?
Yeah,
right, definitely. So, that's what I said.
My name is Zay, man, a.k.a. Boogie in the Movie, man. Y'all make sure y'all watch it on Tubi when it come out. I'm out.
Yep. So we got one more. She keep setting her coat on the table. She need to come be. Oh, okay, I got you. Come over here. We see. So anybody with the green on is
I was just saying, man, like this event, you can. It's loud in the background, but it's
live
a lot of people
location.
In here. It look good in here, but you need to step up and speak up, cause the whispering you doing, nobody can hear that. I'm telling you just to lean over, man.
Yeah,
you gotta do it.
Come on, you keep avoiding
the
mic. Come on, get the mic. Yeah. The table ain't just for your coat.
It's
all good. You might as well leave it now.
She
just put that right there.
Sorry,
yeah.
My bad. I thought he might have put it down. You know what I'm saying?
Is your microphone on?
It's on. We ready.
He can hear you.
I can hear you, So what's your name and who you play in the movie?
My name is LaToya Ballou. I am playing Carmen in Loser. I am Carmen. I am the high school sweetheart. I was in love with him, with Carl.
One who still loved him ever since high school?
Yeah.
I see the trailer.
That was me.
Okay,
we lost touch, and later on in life I saw him, and I still liked him. I seen him, and I still liked him, and I tried to rekindle our high school flame. But he was a little reluctant because he was down on his luck, and he was a little embarrassed. I finally got him to bite, and here we are.
That probably boosted his confidence up 1,000%. Yeah.
That happened to me before, and I was disappointed. So, you've been in other films, right?
I was in Bound by Blood.
I seen that, and I'm like, yo, she looked familiar, because I watch them all.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying? If it's from here, I'm going to watch it. Like, we got a relationship with Kev because my godfather is his big homie, and that's how we met him. But other than that, I watch them all, and I love to see y'all out here doing y'all thing. And
thank you.
We be at these events sometimes just low-key, but we said, Kev, we coming out with the mics. So what we going to do, we also told them that everybody who want to cast, we going to bring them down to us so we can have formal conversations with them so we can understand who they are and why they do what they do. And we can't wait to see you in there. And how can people find you on the Instagram?
What time is it? Start at 8:30.
It's 8:25. How can people find you on the Instagram?
8:25.
Yeah.
All right, come in there. I appreciate the interview. Make sure y'all come in. Let me know what y'all think afterwards, honestly.
We definitely. I'm going to tell you, like, no, he shouldn't have fucked with you at the high school. No, I'm joking.
How can people find you on the socials?
My social media is at LaToya, LaToya. Last name is Ballou, BELUE. My whole name, just LaToya Ballou.
LaToya Ballou?
Same thing for Facebook.
Okay.
All right. No, it's BELUE.
Here, just type it in. Kev, send them over here. Anybody who you anybody celebrating this event with you, send them over here. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Yep. Looking forward to seeing you in the movie.
All right. Thank you. I hope y'all enjoyed
the movie. It was a
pleasure
to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Yeah. Thank you. See, watching the trailer was beneficial, huh?
Say what?
I said watching the trailer was beneficial. You knew exactly.
Yeah.
True story though. That happened to me, and it didn't turn out good. You know, to me.
What?
Trying to rekindle something from high school.
Yeah. See, that never really turned out well for me. I'm not a rekindler because I probably already.
But I hadn't.
You.
I didn't do that though. See, so this was like.
Or you might have been the damaged one. We don't. Somebody was damaged.
Yeah.
You got to handle with care. I don't care.
I was following up. You know what I'm saying? Sure. Always got to try to see what's going on.
Even though this episode gonna come out, it's a little released in the back. I mean, it's a little loud in the back. You know what I'm saying? That looked like Bo Loke just stepping
up. Yeah, it did, dog. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Straight up, like, yeah.
Yeah, it looked like, you know what
they
I'm
might be related.
Yeah, you've been to a movie premiere before, right?
Say what?
I said you've been to a movie premiere before, right?
Yeah, several. Yeah. I've been through several movie premieres.
Up here.
Actually, yes.
Yeah.
We live on 8 Mile at the Bel Air Theater, you know what I'm saying?
Just celebrating the release of Loser, the premiere of Loser by Kevin Flynn. You know, he has The Weeknd out right now on Tubi. That is a good movie, The Weeknd.
The Weeknd is a great movie. If you haven't checked out The Weeknd, I would advise you to check that out just so you could get familiar with his work. Just off the trailer, man, Kev do pretty good work. Well written, well shot films and all of that. So if you ain't hip to him, get hip to him. We got Loser premiering tonight, and we also got The Weeknd, which is on streaming platforms right now. So
yeah, however you watch it, it's a great look, man. So that's a good look. And just for somebody to keep going, like when you do film or anything entertainment, that's a real passion, and sometimes you get discouraged by it. And just to keep going and keep going and keep going and keep
going.
Hold on,
so we go slide in the next picture. Just put the mics down. Let the mics
play. Yeah, just let it play. Yeah, just took a quick picture break, man. You know, take a picture with the director and the star of the movie. You know what I mean? I like when people be excited about films they in. This is first big role. That's big. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a great vibe in here. It's a great energy. You know what I'm saying? It's good to see everybody out, happy, smiling.
Having a great time.
Taking pictures, you know. Yeah. These type of things actually change your life, man.
Yeah.
For people to recognize you when you go places, or for other people to see you and want to be a part of what you're doing and get involved or want you in their next movie or production or whatever they're doing, man, that's big, man. Shouts out to Calvin Hawkins. We got Calvin in the house with us. What's up, baby? Jump on the mic real quick. You feel me?
Yeah. It's already on, man. It's already on.
Thanks for the invite.
Always, great
to see you. It's always a pleasure, though. It's always a treat when players meet. You
always,
feel me?
Always and forever. You know what I'm saying?
We got the Grieving Our Babies podcast. Is we getting everything wrapped up for that? That'll be premiering real soon, man. How you feel about that, bro?
Man, I'm excited, man. I've got to just come up here and make sure have everything get dialed in. Y'all show me what to do. And then now, for the other parents that want to come on there, I know y'all said y'all help me, like, for the people to reach out to y'all, for the parents that want to come on the show, is Grieving Our Babies podcast invite@gmail.com.
Okay.
So they won't get mixed up
with the other stuff.
With the business stuff.
Okay, yeah, yep. So make sure we know that, too.
Yeah, make sure we know that so we can start pushing that, though, man. But, again, thank you for coming out. We're going to check out this movie and see
We introduced you to everybody that we was just meeting that we didn't know, and it's a lot of people out here, man. It's a little noisy in the background if you're listening to the audio, but that's what a movie premiere is, man.
Yeah, they just out here enjoying themselves, having fun.
Yeah, you can't blame that, man. It's good to see people having fun and enjoying themselves, man, and smiling.
Yeah, because it was crazy earlier. I had a group of young kids trying to get in.
I tried to play big bro, but the theater was no siree, Bob.
They said you had to babysit there.
Yeah, they said I had to go in there with them. Hey, dog, I can't go. I've been here for a movie premiere. I can't go watch another movie. You feel what I'm saying?
That was hilarious. Oh, that was hilarious, dog. You know what I'm saying? So what we going to do, man, we probably go wrap this up so we can go in there and actually watch the movie, man.
Actually watch the movie, yes. You are absolutely correct, man. I'm Santwine.
I'm Antoine.
I want for my brother what I want for myself.